Hello and welcome to an all-new episode of RMU Chat. I'm your host, Malik Johnson, here with a somewhat new cast and crew. We've got Shayla.
I'm Shayla.
Greg.
What's up?
And a new person, Eric.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Yep. If you've never listened to the show, we each come to the top, to the table, with a brand new topic. Greg, is somebody eating into the mic or chewing?
Maybe, maybe not. I'm not going to disclose that information.
Please don't do that. I can hear it in my headphones.
I'm going to be done.
All right.
Don't do that now.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
If you've never listened to the show, we each come to the table with a topic of our own. We discuss it for about 15 minutes apiece. I'm going to start off. But before we get started off, actually, Eric, we found out something, I think, last week.
Yes.
We are both fans of Kinda Funny.
We are both fans of Kinda
Game
Funny.
Over Greggy Game himself.
P.S. I love you.
P.S. I love you. How long have you been listening to Kind of Funny?
Probably for about at least a year now.
A year?
I think I found it last summer. I discovered it last summer. Okay. And it was interesting to me because I hadn't really taken an interest in podcasts or radio shows, or not radio shows, but podcasts haven't really piqued my interest.
Yeah.
But then I found Kind of Funny, and it was interesting that it was just for, you know, four best friends, they come together, and they were just able to, you know, spend roughly like an hour to 2 hours just shooting the breeze with each other and kind of learning more about each other and trying to broaden their horizons with different topics they bring to the table.
Okay. So you didn't listen during the Beyond Days?
No, not the Beyond Days.
I was there for the Beyond Days.
Really?
I actually back started listening to Greg and Colin podcast about PlayStation towards the like very end. I think I was like the last 100 episodes of Greg and Colin Beyond.
Wow.
Yeah, so I've been there since the start.
Yeah, I remember Greg Miller on IGN, but that was, I wasn't as interested in that.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So do you still watch Kinda Funny now that you're in school?
I try to. Yeah. I've watched, yeah. I think last weekend I watched one segment from one of their older episodes.
Okay.
And it was interesting. I really still enjoy it.
Yeah, so since I've been here in school, I can't watch as much stuff. They put out a lot of stuff.
Oh, they do. They've got so much more going on now.
Yeah, like two morning shows, yep. Two podcasts.
They have Kinda Funny Games Daily. Greg Miller has a cooking
show.
It's
crazy.
It's
all great. But we're going to get back to the topic where Shayla and Greg can discuss things. So a couple days ago, they announced that Moon Township is going to get a shopping center around this time next year.
Ooh.
Yep, a brand new shopping center. They just finished Walmart. They say most of it is going to be food, but what I want to know is what do you think Moon Township really needs in this new shopping center?
So thinking about it, honestly, we already have a Walmart. There's a giant eagle down the road.
Mm-hmm.
So you really have everything covered, and then like literally 15 minutes away, there's a mall.
Giant Eagle and Walmart.
There's a mall.
All their problems.
Like, I don't understand what else I think they need in Moon Township directly, because like a 15-minute drive isn't that bad to go to a mall or to another Walmart or to anything. Like, everything that they could possibly want is 15 minutes away in Robinson Town Center. So I don't know what Moon Township thinks they need here. Like, they already have everything relatively close.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't really know what I expect to go in there.
They need a Target.
Target's nice. Target's better than Walmart.
Always need a Target.
Is there a Target in... There's a Target.
Mall? Yeah, there's a Target in Robinson.
Yeah, there's a...
There is.
See?
I know, but it doesn't change the fact that you always need Target.
Yeah, see, I'm not a big fan of Target.
What?
What do you have against Target, man?
Yeah. I just don't like Target. I just don't like Target.
Target is great.
I have a decent history with Target. It hasn't
I'm not a Target fan. I don't know why. I don't know. But I like Target, but I'm not a fan of Target.
Okay.
I'm a Target fan.
I'll phrase
I like
it like
to
that.
Grocery shop at Target. I like to.
You shouldn't ever grocery shop at like a Target.
Yeah,
or Walmart.
No, Target.
That's not what you
no.
go
I'm,
there.
I'm gonna argue that Walmart.
Well, Walmart
is a little cheaper than Giant Eagle. Like
that is
like
true.
50 cents cheaper than Giant Eagle, but that 50 cents really adds up.
Giant Eagle has been getting a little expensive, so.
Yeah,
I have
but you
brought some produce from Walmart, I will say, though. So.
Yeah, but you also get them fuel perks from Giant Eagle
with
every purchase.
Dude,
but the thing is with the fuel perks is that right now gas is almost $3 a gallon.
Oh, God.
I have a car.
I
go home every weekend to work.
I commute each day.
And, like, it's ridiculous to pay... What is it, like $2.89 at Sheetz? Whenever, like, you can buy a bunch of stuff from Giant Eagle, but there's also a problem buying stuff because I'm a poor college kid.
That's true.
And in order to pay for gas, I can't buy food. So now there's a big conflict where if I spend $2.87 with the Sheetz card, or I go and spend $20 and get 5 cents back in fuel perks. Like, it's just, in this situation right now, it's kind of a lose-lose. This economy right now is a little rough after these three or four or five or ten hurricanes have come through, whatever the number is now.
Don't forget the
earthquake. Yeah, but that was...
Well, the earthquake hasn't affected us yet.
Yet.
But it's working its way up.
Yet. Yeah.
The aftershocks are coming.
It will.
Whoop, whoop.
So going back to University Center, which is what they're going to call the new shopping center, they're going to have mostly food places.
But like, why?
What are we? What are
what
we?
Kind
what,
of food,
yeah, what
they don't. They don't know yet. We they have 9 buildings planned.
Is it going to be a Whole Foods? Because then we're just
why are they just building buildings?
I don't know.
Moon Township's like, we need to explode now. We need to blow up.
Well, I mean, probably because Robert Morris is just becoming such a bigger school. It's not.
That's true.
It's turning into not such a commuter school anymore.
But Robinson, they have a shuttle that goes there.
They do.
But yeah, the shuttle isn't consistent, though.
Yeah, and it's not every week.
No. Yeah, but they all, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it, honestly.
Now, see, the issue, the real thing is that I was here over the summer. I spent a lot of time in Moon Township. There is nothing to do in Moon Township.
There's mini golf. What are you talking about?
There is nothing to do within walking distance from Robert Morris University to do at all.
That's fair, but this new food court isn't going to help.
No.
That's not going to help the situation.
Are we going to put... There are malls where they put, like, gyms or whatever in malls.
There's a gym on campus.
We just built a $50 million
that's true.
Gym, so...
But you know what I mean. There are malls that have, like,
things
to do.
Exactly.
Yeah, but this is a shopping center.
You can
so it consists
food.
Of
you
buildings.
Can buy more food than you want to.
Yeah, I couldn't
and
afford
then become
food
more broke.
Yeah. College budget.
Lack of college budget.
Lack of college budget. It's going to be
budget.
Right up by the Eden Park, right next to the Eden Park.
Oh, really?
Yeah, right up by the Eden Park.
Okay.
I'm looking at the map now.
Like across from it?
Like right next to it.
Oh,
like,
wow.
How
is
that possible?
Like where that Nissan little stuff is?
Yeah, like right there.
Yeah, like right there.
Oh, so by like the new hotel that they built.
Yep.
Yeah, there's still not a lot of room there, though.
Yeah, there's
not
really
a lot of room. No.
Like, are they just going to be really tall buildings?
No, I imagine maybe like smaller kind
of. I'm imagining more of like a strip mall.
Yeah, kind of like a strip mall.
Yeah.
Like kind of
like
9 buildings connected.
Yeah, like the Moon Plaza that they have right now.
Yeah, the one out behind like the high school.
Or the one that's just right across the street.
Or the one by the high school.
Yeah
sure.
So it couldn't be
You're
as
right,
much.
Greg.
I'm right. That's all that matters.
Yeah.
So it couldn't be as much grocery store as it would be like Noodles and Company or something.
Yeah, like
that.
Something like that. But that's still cool though. That's a lot of places to like hang out.
Yeah.
You wait, you've never heard of Noodles and Company?
No.
Are you serious?
It's not a thing.
Where are you
Noodles.
From?
New York.
Okay.
Noodles and Company is basically just a place where you go and they just serve you noodles.
All right. You know what? Do you know what Wegmans is?
No.
I've heard of Wegmans.
Then we're not gonna. Then it's fair.
Fair enough. Yeah, you got a point there. But Noodles and Company was. Pretty much where everyone got their mac and cheese back in high school.
Yep.
Yeah.
I get my mac and cheese from Wegmans.
Fair enough.
I get my mac and cheese from a Kraft box.
We had this conversation last week on RMU Chat. I like to bake mac and cheese.
Oh, really?
I've never, like, I've very
rarely. Have you
had stovetop mac and cheese? I've had it, like, once or twice.
Okay.
What
I
about crockpot mac and cheese?
Crockpot mac and cheese. I wanted to make crockpot mac and cheese over the summer.
That's good stuff.
That's something that I gotta, like, figure out.
Are we allowed crockpots on campus? Is that a thing? No, I'm just asking.
I have no idea.
We'll ask our CA friend, Sam Anthony.
Yep,
he'll let us know.
That's a good point.
Because I know we're not allowed toaster ovens or like anything with an open coil.
Yeah.
But crock pots aren't an open coil.
Crock pots aren't open coil.
They're
not really
self-contained.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Like the outside stays cool.
Yep.
Just the inside gets hot. I don't know. That's a good question.
Yeah.
OCA.
Someone just
all Res Life is listening to this podcast right now. I'm like, no. No, you
no,
can't do it.
You could not have a crock pot.
This is over.
Yep. Also, we've had 4 fires on campus.
We have.
In the past month.
In the past,
yeah.
Since the semester started.
That's ridiculous.
Res Life is on their toes about anything that's going to start a fire.
Like mulch.
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 Vape.
Vape.
Laptop.
Laptops, yep.
The smoke, probably.
The smoke set off the fire alarms.
Which I don't understand how it's smoke. It's a vapor.
Yeah.
It's not a smoke.
And it's like water.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's like it's a water,
yeah.
Like it's water vapor.
Like I understand not being able to like vape inside.
Yeah,
but
it's not smoke. Like if you cook in an apartment, like noodles.
Yeah.
It doesn't go off.
That's true.
Because it's a vapor.
Yeah.
Well,
I imagine the apartments.
Else.
It's probably more contained in the apartments. And that's what's
like
setting
like,
it off. It's
if
like
if you vape in an apartment, the alarm shouldn't go off.
Yeah, because it's like open space.
If you vape in a room, it shouldn't go off.
But the rooms are like smaller is what I'm saying, and maybe the like volume is what's setting it off. But
there's also a smoke detector like right above an oven, almost in every apartment. So I don't know. It's a confusing topic.
Do they put something else in the vape to give it?
Like there's flavor and stuff, but it's still water.
Okay.
Like that's a big thing.
It's not. Yeah.
It's not like a smoke. It's not like somebody smoking a cigar in their room.
Damage your lungs. But like.
But you're still addicted to nicotine.
Yeah, basically.
All right. And we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, Eric, you're the newest guest. What are we going to talk about when we get back?
You'll find out.
Stay tuned to RMU Chat, and we will see what we will discuss next. And welcome back to RMU Chat on RMU Radio, your campus, your voice. I'm your host, Malik Johnson, with Eric, Greg, and Shayla.
Yeah.
Before we left for the break, Eric, you said you were going to decide what we were going to talk about.
Yes,
and
I did.
We've decided.
We have agreed on it. So this is roughly the fourth week of college.
Yep.
And, you know, I've gotten to know most people, a lot of people, a good amount of people. So I was just, you know, trying to get a little more backstory and just kind of wanted to figure out what was our high school experience like. So I guess I can start.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, if anyone wants to chime in anytime, feel free to.
Chime.
All right. So I'm from Peters Township, which is just in Washington County. So I'm like 45 minutes south of Robert Morris. And my high school experience was pretty nice. It was cool. I was in a lot of art classes, and I really enjoyed history and English, but,
Wait, I have a question.
What's that?
Why is everything named something and then township? Like, everything.
Because it's, like, a collection of very, very small places mm-hmm. and, like, little groups of communities. So they group them together into a township
it's
to
like
make
sets.
It a name.
Are there not townships in New York?
There are not townships.
Really?
There's a
districts?
Lot of things in PA that are different from a lot of places.
Yeah.
Like, in PA, if something's small enough, like, I know personally, I live in a village.
You did? Oh,
there
yeah.
are a lot of villages
South
around
village.
PA. There's not a lot of villages outside of PA.
That's
a lot
weird.
Of places
That's
get
true.
Rid of the name village mm-hmm. and just call it, like,
the
a
South
borough.
Village?
Yeah. So, like, a lot of things in PA are unique, like such things as townships.
Townships and villages.
To where, like, we call them, like, instead of having a city, the city is a moon township instead of being, like, the city of moon. Okay. So it's, like, it's a different thing. Like, PA is a very unique
state. Makes sense, because Moon Township is basically, like, when I think of it, it's just a part of Pittsburgh. It's the western side of Pittsburgh. But I guess if you really wanted to make it a city, it'd be a terrible city by itself. But
absolutely.
Yeah,
Moon's like there's not enough here to make it a city. Like a so they just grouped the entire township together and made it like the city.
A whole district.
In yeah. Wow. It's really weird, though, because like, I think Coriopolis and Sewickley are also Moon Township, but they're not considered Moon Township.
Yeah, they're also weird. Moon Township. Like, I know specifically
Cori. When you mail stuff here, you put 6001 University Boulevard, Moon Township, PA.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a weird thing.
You can also have stuff sent to you, like if you use Coriopolis, PA. Or
you can use Coriopolis.
There's multiple options, but a lot of people use Moon Township, which is weird.
It's super. I don't know. I was just really confused.
Yep.
Everyone's like, yeah, from Cranberry Township. And I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah, see, there's a Cranberry North with that, though. There's a Cranberry North, like an hour north of me.
Makes it even more difficult when you
They call one Cranberry North, and then the other one's Cranberry Township.
That's really because
Cranberry Township's more of like a. I think what it is it's more of like a business hub.
Right.
Because Cranberry Township is a lot of stores and a lot of businesses, where Moon Township is the same way. It's not a lot. It's more business and residential.
Yeah.
So I think that might factor into it, where Cranberry, like Cranberry North, is an actual city. Like there's a school there. There's like residences. Like I think it's more of like depends on like the size of it, how many people are around, and how many businesses they have. I don't know, but there's a Cranberry North up north, which is why I think it's called Cranberry Township. Because I know one time I went to buy a car, and like we were like, oh, it's in Cranberry. So we went to Cranberry Township. We're like, oh, wait, it's Cranberry North. We'll go tomorrow.
That's really confusing. Cool.
Thank you, Greg.
You're welcome. Yep.
Thank you for your explanation.
So actually, Greg, where are you from? Because you mentioned you live only 45 minutes away, but you still live on campus.
Well, I am from a very little hick town. That,
I can relate.
Not a hick town. It's a hick area. I went to
a hick village.
Village. I'm from Hooker, which is a very amusing
amusing
village name
for a village.
Yeah.
The village.
I'm from a high school called Monotaw. Shout out to those 1,000 people that go there. But we graduated about 95 kids. We were so redneck. We had a bring your tractor to school day. It was a whole event.
Really?
It was a whole event. You had to call the state police and let them know you were on the roads because there were so many slow vehicles on the roads. People brought coolers. We had a whole day picnic. Basically, class was canceled and it was a free-for-all.
Really?
If you were in his class, you got to bring a guest and yourself to a picnic. There were probably at least 100 to 200 kids in his room. If you were in another class, you could get an all-day pass out of all your classes. You just go to your class and say, hey, I'm here. I'm going down here. And you would leave.
Gotcha.
But my high school experience was really cool because since I went to such a small school, I had opportunities in everything. So okay. I could have been on the football team. I played baseball. I was in the band. I was in the chorus. I did theater. I was in the pit band.
Really?
I was in the pep band. It was really cool because since it was such a small school, I had every opportunity possible to me. Like if something presented itself, I had the opportunity to take advantage. So it's kind of a give take situation because the opportunity to do everything, but yet again it wasn't such a big school where there was more opportunities.
So
like,
you can't really go beyond that.
There was in Monotol we had French and we had Spanish. That was it.
Really?
Where in a lot of schools there's German, Italian, French, Spanish.
I took Japanese.
Really?
Japanese.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
only
so like
had Spanish.
Peter's only had French, German, and Spanish. So
yeah.
I'm actually surprised by that.
By the lack of population in the school, there was also a lack of opportunities at the same time. But with the opportunities that presented themselves, it was really nice because I could take advantage of all of them.
Okay.
But we graduated 95 kids, and it was just a really nice place because we're in the middle of the woods. So it's a nice area. There's nothing rushing around, city-wise.
Mm-hmm.
It was nothing to hear a gunshot midday at school from hunting season. We were right in the middle of the PA game land. So you would hear whack, and you'd be like, wonder if he got him. But, it was I wouldn't trade my high school for anything. Some people are like, oh, man, I hate high school. I can't wait to get out of here. I'm like, I wish I could go back. Like, I've only been out for a year now, and almost 2 years.
Almost two, yeah.
But, which is weird to say, but I don't.
Feel
I
old
wouldn't,
yet?
I feel very old. But I wouldn't trade that experience for anything. I hoped, honestly, to stay near Pittsburgh so I can keep my kids in the same district. That's how much I liked it. It's the teachers are all involved with the kids. They know your faces when you walk down the hallway. Mm-hmm. you know everybody in your class, which is nice because you can kind of judge on who you want to talk to and who you don't want to talk to. So, like, honestly, I wouldn't trade it for anything. I kind of hope to stay here as close as possible because of how nice it is. Okay.
That's really cool, actually. Yeah. That was amazing.
Yeah, a lot of people don't hear it. Like, I've never heard of Monotau, but, like, I wouldn't trade it for anything.
The Monotau Mohawks.
Monotau right? Mohawks?
Monotau Warriors.
Mohawks.
No, Warriors. W-A-R-R-I-O-R-S. Monotau Warriors.
Very nice.
Whoop, whoop.
Yeah, so I actually went to a pretty decently sized. I imagine it's a big high school. I graduated a class of around 400.
Right.
That's a lot. Yeah, I guess it's a lot. We had 16 valedictorians.
Okay.
How does that happen?
You just have a bunch of really smart people with 4.0s and an administration that doesn't want to tell people that it can't be valedictorian.
Or parents complain and want their children to be
16 valedictorians.
Yeah, that was it. Was a 2-hour long graduation ceremony.
Oh yeah,
I think ours was maybe an hour.
Mine wasn't even an hour. No.
But yeah, I hated high school. High school was really miserable. Yeah, that's really the gist of it.
Were you part of anything or any clubs?
I was a part of the Japanese Culture Club because I'm a huge nerd. Actually, that was probably one of the cooler things that I did over the year. I would volunteer and, like, teach kids Japanese. I was a part of the club newspaper and then later joined the, like, actual official newspaper. Mm-hmm. Because to join the official, like, newspaper, you had to take a class.
Right.
And so someone started a club newspaper for all the people that didn't take the class or who had graduated the class and wanted to write. I was also senior year. I joined a ton of clubs just for the fun of it because I wasn't doing anything and I wanted to get in the yearbook. I was part of the gardening club, feminist student union, all sorts of other clubs.
What is the Feminist Student Union? The
Feminist Student Union was a bunch. I very rarely went to any of the Feminist Student Union meetings.
Great member.
But basically, we were.
Do you have to be a female to be a feminist?
No, you do not. They just talked about feminism issues. They had speakers come talk and stuff. I don't know. Probably one of my least favorite clubs. I really like the gardening club.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that was a really fun thing. I learned that I really like gardening. There's something really cool about it. I like picking my own fruits and vegetables.
Yeah, that's
cool. I mean, whatever makes you happy.
Fruits and veggies. Really,
yeah.
I grew some green peppers over the summer, which is like the first thing I've ever.
That's great.
Oh yeah.
One time I freshly grew a pumpkin.
Freshly grown.
Yeah. Now we have a garden every year. My grandpa plants corn and tomatoes and cucumbers.
Me and my grandma gardens. I just specifically.
My favorite thing is whenever we get giant zucchinis because grandma always makes zucchini bread.
Ooh.
It's amazing. You get it fresh out of the oven. You slap some butter on it. You just munch on it. It's so great.
Most exciting thing I ever did was farming. I like to bale hay.
Yeah, I did that for 8 hours one day. Fun. I did it for 8 hours.
I had an Uber driver who also runs a farm, and he hires like local kids to bale hay for him over the summer.
Oh, it's terrible.
He's driving Uber his ploy to get kids.
I drive the tractor.
No,
yes,
he just does
an easy job.
Yeah, I don't actually do all
the
heavy work.
The one summer I baled hay for 8 hours one day.
Why?
And because I wanted to make some money. It was $80 for 8 hours.
Oh,
so
shit.
$10 an hour. It might be I can't remember. But it was good money. And and the guy I worked for, he had a kick baler.
Yeah.
So he'd kick it out of the baler into the wagon. I didn't have to do anything except walk around with a bobcat and pick up the extra bales. And then came the fun part. You had to put it on the elevator. You had to stack it into the hayloft.
Yeah.
And when I came home, I'm pretty sure I almost passed out. Like, I've never been so tired in my life. It was crazy.
I've never set foot on a farm.
I feel
They're
like
great.
This side of the table can relate and that side of the table
Malik,
can relate.
Malik, you got to come home with me sometime and go to my uncle's farm.
I would love to.
I grew up on that farm. I rode sleds there.
Okay.
I shot my first gun there.
Cool.
I've ridden my first horse there.
It's an amazing place. Like, going to a farm is like completely separates you from everything in the world
because
you're just all by your like it's not by yourself. Like you're out in the middle of nowhere usually, and like you just get to do whatever you want.
It's like
pretty
simplicity.
Amazing. You almost feel Amish.
Yeah.
You're almost Amish.
Quote that.
We had horses and cows, and I mean the gardens and the hay bales, but. We used to, like, take the, after the hay has been baled, we used to take, like, four-wheelers out and tear it up. And we used to ride the horses bareback all the time.
Wow.
We used to chill in the hayloft. We used to climb up there. Me and my cousins used to take BB guns and shoot at the pigeons.
Yeah, I used to play in the grain. Like my grandpa used to have a my great grandpa used to have a grain, and the one time he filled his grain chute up, and me and my little brothers just ran around and played in that for 10 minutes. It's a farm. Like country is an amazing place. Like a lot of people are like, it's the boondocks. Everybody has a tractor and a gun. It's so true. Everybody has a tractor and a gun, and it's an amazing thing because you're not afraid of anything. Like I probably shouldn't say this, but there is no way possible that you should get caught by a cop doing anything illegal in the country.
Yeah.
Because there's so much woods. Everything's private property and posted that nobody's allowed on your property.
Yeah.
It's just free. It's basically free reign Wild West kind of stuff. Like, I don't know how many times I've ever heard of, a party being busted in the country.
No, never.
The only time you get busted is whenever you're dumb and decide, let's drive you guys home. Why is there four of you? There's only two, but there's, never mind, let's go. But, the country is an amazing place to grow up because you have so much to do. Like, there's no time to, think, there's nothing to do, my friends aren't home. You go outside.
Yeah.
You just go outside and shoot stuff. It's an amazing thing.
Country roads are, the best. Do whatever you want.
That's a lie. Unless you have a truck, the country roads are terrible.
No, okay. Well, I have a friend. We get away with a lot of stuff. Her dad's a detective, but she... Yeah. But she has, her car has a dual sunroof. So there would be many, many times where we just, in the summer, crack open the sunroof. And she would drive and everybody else would not be inside of the vehicle. It's a lot of fun. Because, again, you're not going to get caught.
So I grew up in the suburbs, which is not like the country. Close.
No.
No.
Not at all.
Not close. Oh, okay.
Malik, the only fences in the country are electric.
Yeah. Okay. Wait, if you hear a gunshot in the suburbs, what do you do?
You lock your doors and then close your windows.
Yeah, no.
I grew up in bad suburbs, so I...
Your doors were always locked.
They were always locked, yeah. I seen police chases, and I went outside on my porch and watched.
No, we, in fact, right now at my house, no one is home except for my dogs. My house is not locked.
Mm. Really?
You could break into it. It's not... I mean, you wouldn't even have to. I guarantee almost every single door is unlocked. You could walk right in. Have a good time, use our remote, pet my dogs, eat our food. It's not locked.
See, we lock our doors, but we also live in a village right along a main highway, and there's some funky stuff that happens around us. Butler is a very bad place for heroin.
Greg.
Many overdoses.
I live in a town called South Butler.
What?
Yeah,
I live close to a town called Butler, but it's very bad with drugs right now, which is a sad thing. Because I've seen it affect people that I know really well, which is sad to see. But, some funky stuff happens in Butler, Pennsylvania, so we got to lock the doors because we're only 20 minutes north. Mm. So it would be nothing for a convict to come up 38 flying through and be like, get me into your house. It's, no. That also relates back to everybody has a gun.
There is a bow and arrow with some hunting tips on it in my closet.
Wow. Okay, that sounds cool.
I got a shotgun upstairs.
Yeah, exactly. Ours are, all in the safe.
Good old 12-gauge.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take another quick break. And when we come back, Greg, what are we going to discuss?
Everything's a mystery. That's what.
All right, be sure to tune in to RMU Chat after we take this quick break to figure out the answer to Greg's mystery.
worth, like, I looked it up on the black market, it's worth, like, $700.
All right, and welcome back to RMU Chat on RMU Radio, your campus, your voice. I'm your host, Malik Johnson, here with Eric, Greg, and Shayla. We decided Greg was going to have a topic, but instead...
The mystery was that I deferred to Shayla, so mystery answered, Malik.
All right, yeah, the mystery was definitely answered. Okay. Instead, we're going to talk about Shayla's topic, the serial Cadillac converter.
Stealer.
Thief?
Yeah, thief.
All right, yeah, that's a word.
Yeah.
So what's going on?
So, like, Friday night, I went to Walmart to get a few things for homecoming weekend. And I can't.
They stole it at Walmart?
No, not at Walmart.
Oh, I was going to say,
why we need a Target,
no.
So that doesn't happen.
Yeah, no. So I came back, and I parked my car and left alone. And then Sunday morning, my roommate's parents have season tickets to the Steelers.
Ooh.
Yeah, so we were going to tailgate and go to the game. So we got in the car, and I started the car, and the car sounded strangely like a Harley. Yeah. And I was like, this isn't normal. So I, like, drove it around campus to see if it would go away. And it did not go away. So I called my dad, and he was like, it's probably just an exhaust leak. And I was like, he was like, you can probably still drive it. And I was like, something's wrong. So yesterday I brought it to a local shop. And it's like a mom and pop shop. They're really cute. And
oh, really? Where?
It's like if you go, like, by Panini Brothers and you, like, turn left. And then right again. It's, like, up this dirt road.
Shout out to, like, mom and pop shops.
Yeah, it's called, like, yeah. K&J Auto. It's really cute.
You lost me. I don't know what that is. Anyhow, go ahead.
I don't even have a car.
Yeah. So.
But you're looking at apartments.
She called me today while I was in class, so I called her back, and she said, you need to call the police. Someone stole your Cadillac converter and part of your exhaust.
That's nuts.
That's crazy. Yeah.
So I went to the police station today afterwards, after I had a little bit of a vent in the newsroom, and they told me that I am, like, the seventh person who has had their Cadillac converter stolen over the past weekend.
I swear to goodness, if somebody takes my catalytic converter off my 2008 Chrysler 300, somebody's going to be missing an arm. It's easy as that. I am not replacing that. It's I, like, couldn't imagine how much it would be for my car.
It's, like, thankfully, like, my dad called the insurance company, and he's really good friends with our insurance agent. And so we have the kind of insurance that, like, requires to cover it. It's, like, $100 deductible, but, like, without it, it's, like, an $800 part.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to replace. Like, they got to catch that guy.
Yeah.
Like, he's, that has to happen. Yeah, or, like, person, I guess.
Yeah, like, yesterday they said they went, like, the police went through, like, walked down and, like, crawled on their stomachs checking everybody's car. Because there were so many. They found, like, three.
Missing?
Three?
Yes.
Three missing.
That had no idea yet.
Oh, wow.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Oh,
geez. That's crazy.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. So, it's a lot of fun to try and figure out because I don't live in Pennsylvania.
Why would someone need the converters, though?
They're, like, $700. They're, like, a $700 part. Gotcha. They scrap them and sell them.
Mm-hmm.
That's nuts.
Wow.
I couldn't imagine waking up.
That's a lucrative business.
It's a, like, very smart business, but at the same time, a very dumb business.
Yeah.
Because, like, it's not a bad idea, in all honesty.
But, like, at a college.
That's what's risky about it.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
Like, it's not a bad idea, though. Like, you crawl under somebody's car and take a catalytic converter. Nobody's going to notice that
exactly.
Until the morning.
Right? Shayla was like,
it's not like you walk into somebody's house and take their TV off their desk. True. Like, you go into their car quietly, take out a few bolts, and you make
$800. Yeah. Like, the cap was like, yeah, whoever's doing it has a lot of cojones.
Yeah, like, it's true, though. Like, it's a very, I feel like that'd be a very profitable job.
I'm not condoning it.
I'm not accepting it. But whoever did it had a great idea.
As far as we know,
if you stole the catalytic converter.
As far as we know, none of us in this room are the catalytic converter serial thief.
Yeah, definitely not me.
We know it's him, though.
Or an apartment.
Right.
Yeah.
A car or an apartment.
Malik, can we talk for a second about how you are infinitely invested in looking at apartments and cars, but you still have 3 years left.
I love looking at apartments. It's my pastime.
What do you get from it?
Second to go.
Yeah,
I just look at apartments.
Is that it?
Yeah, just look at them.
So it's like Craigslist for old people.
Exactly.
I like to look at apartments that you're allowed to have dogs in.
Ooh.
That's what I like to do.
I like to look at apartments where Greg is jumping up and down furiously. Greg, tell us what is going on.
What's going on?
Big news.
All right.
My boxing gloves are here. I'm so excited. Okay. I'm so excited.
All right. You bought boxing gloves.
I did.
Is that your topic?
We can talk about that whenever it comes up. We gotta talk. Quit trying to take the topic off of yourself,
Malik. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
But the thing is with Malik, though, he doesn't look at apartments around here. I caught him one day looking at apartments in Seattle, Washington.
What?
I don't know.
Why?
He has 3 years left here. He's looking at apartments across the nation.
Seattle is rainy all the time. Rain's do not bad. Live there.
But it's 60 to 40 degrees year-round. That's the beauty.
You just are obsessed with wearing a hoodie. It's like 80 degrees outside and you are wearing a hoodie.
Exactly. If I can get away with wearing a hoodie year-round, that's where I want to be in my life.
Like, but, what is it going to happen if you get a real job and you have to wear, like, dress pants and a dress shirt every day?
Wears a hoodie over it and takes it off when he gets to work.
There you go. That's a plan.
See, the funny thing is with this, though, is that tiny. Malik, A, has the income from RMU TV, which is minimum wage, and less than 20 hours a week. And
I think less than 20 hours.
He has 3 years left on campus.
Yep.
but... At least he's enthusiastic about it.
Yeah. I want to move. I want to get out of Pittsburgh when I grow older.
See, I would love to stay here. Like, I love this area. I think this area is very nice.
I don't know. Yeah. I think that I would like to explore more. I mean, I kind of explored absolutely when coming here instead of staying in home.
I was like, let me go an hour south.
Let me go 45 minutes west.
Absolutely. I've been in western Pennsylvania like 19 years. I want to get... Yeah. As far away from
absolutely
here
love it here.
It's
especially
not bad,
like
no.
I've had like once again back to the country thing, I've had a taste of everything. Like, I've been to New York City.
Yeah.
I've been to Florida. I've been to Tennessee. Mm-hmm. I've been to Ohio. Like, I've been almost to Illinois and Ohio.
Almost to Illinois and Ohio?
Like the border.
Okay.
Yeah. Just very close.
I went clear to Dayton to go look at airplanes in a museum.
Cool.
But
cool.
Like what's nice about PA though is you're close to a lot of things.
It's that happy
like
medium.
You're close to Canada.
Right.
Which is an amazing country, may I say.
Are we close to Canada?
I mean...
I am close to Canada.
You're closer to Canada.
We're like three or 4 hours Canada. From like Erie. And
yeah.
Okay.
That would, like, that's, I say that's close to Canada.
You're like 2 hours
can you cross
from
over
Buffalo,
into Canada
and Buffalo
from
is Canada.
I think so.
Can you?
I'm not sure.
What?
Can we cross?
Can you
maybe
cross
like
from Pennsylvania
towards Ohio,
into
maybe.
Canada?
In Niagara Falls.
Yeah, Niagara Falls is technically New York, though.
Yeah, Niagara Falls is...
Now
like,
we gotta look.
It takes me like 2 hours to get into Canada.
But the thing is with PA though, it's a historic area.
It is,
that's
and there's
true.
A, like everything here is set up. Like there's no question of an earthquake in Pennsylvania.
That's true.
There's not like there's not a chance. There's a very very small chance of a hurricane.
Mm-hmm.
Tornadoes are yay.
They've been tornado warnings.
The only thing you have to worry about is winter, and that's not a bad deal though.
You're like winter is like. It doesn't, yeah, no. It
it's
is not
bad
winter
sometimes.
What you get.
It's,
no.
It's been pretty
someone
rough.
Told me the other day that you guys haven't had, like, a white Christmas in, like, 5 years.
Very
that,
true.
We get snow around, like, January,
we
February.
Get, like, a dusting, and then it's like, that's good.
My mom sent me a picture the other day, and New York is supposed to get snow on Halloween, which is actually really not that early.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's been many times where I have gone, like, Black Friday shopping and, like, blizzards. I have gone to school in blizzards.
Yeah, see, I've only ever experienced one bad winter, and it was my senior year of high school. And I went to get on the bus, and decided that it was going to put down 3 inches of snow by the time I got to high school, which was 15 minutes away. We pulled over at the elementary school, which is 5 minutes from my house, and they're like, bring them to the high school. We'll tell them school's canceled, and then you can take them back. I'm like,
that's
I could walk home. Wow. Okay, so why? Okay, this is weird. I looked up the Canadian border from my location.
Yeah.
Okay.
It takes me to Louisville, Kentucky.
That's not the Canadian border.
That's not all the border.
No. Just look at Google Maps. And just
that's what I'm doing. But like,
maybe there's a city in Louisville, Kentucky that's called
Canada
Border.
No, we'll do this.
Canada Border Township.
Exactly.
Okay, so we're 4 hours away from the Canadian border.
Right.
But you have to go through New York.
I'm telling you, yeah.
You
have to go to Niagara Falls.
It says four or five hours.
Yeah.
Okay, that's pretty close.
So which is
or
amazing.
Or you can sail across
because,
Lake Erie.
Yeah, like,
you
or you could just boat
really
across and become an illegal immigrant into Canada.
Yeah, but they won't.
And they'd be like, we're sorry about that there.
To get into Canada, you literally just need, like, a birth certificate.
Yeah, but they changed that.
I don't know, though,
to a passport. Because I went when I was little, and then they were like, no. you're gonna need a passport next time.
I don't know though, because my brother.
But they still let you in.
Well, yeah, yeah. This was okay. Also like Canada. 6 or 7 years ago.
Gotcha.
Well, before, my like, brother is 16. I'm the only one in my house who has a passport because I've been to Europe. But my brother's best friend has a cabin on Winfrey Island, which is in Canada, and they go to fish. And my mom literally just gives his parents my brother's birth certificate and a note that says it's okay. And he's gotten in every time.
That's awesome.
Without fail.
But like,
go Canada.
Canada's an, absolutely. I feel like Canada is underrated on the world scale.
It just doesn't put itself in the spotlight as much as.
What does journalism people? Jobs look like in Canada? Can I move to Canada after I graduate?
Well, there, yes. Go there to Ontario. There is a book that Moretti is making us read called John Stackhouse, who is a Canadian journalist.
Ooh.
It's called Mass Disruption, and he works. He's the editor in chief of The Globe.
See, the issue with moving to Canada is I'd have to deal with the snow, and I hate the snow. I despise it. Like, New York, we went to New York last year, and there was a blizzard, and the snow was terrible. I hate it. Snow ruins everything.
Just get, like, an apartment in the city, so you just have to walk around.
See, what's also really nice.
Drive through it. That's driving's true. The hard part. Walking's easy.
Another nice thing about PA is you experience all four seasons.
I don't need true. Four seasons. I just need fall.
But,
that's
like,
it.
People from Florida come up here when they're 30, and they're like, oh, my God. There's snow. Yeah. Like, they're like, there's snow on the ground. It's cold. It's below 65. This is crazy. Mm-hmm.
That's true. Yeah.
Like, I love that. Because, like, in the spring, you see flowers bloom. In the summer, you sweat everything off. And just standing outside. In the fall, you get to see the colors change, which is a beautiful thing.
You also have to rake the leaves, though, which.
Or you could just leave them there.
I do not rake leaves.
Leaf blowers.
Yeah.
I used to rake leaves.
I still rake leaves.
I live in the country.
You gotta rake them up after, like, you blow them into a pile. But, like, leaf blowers are a great invention. Like, you get to see the leaves bloom, like, the leaves turn colors. And that's then true. You get to see snow.
Yeah.
But snow's a terrible thing because it's a reckless, reckless environment.
Yeah. But it's funny to see people who can't drive in snow. That's funny, too.
I cannot, actually. Really? I last year, funny story.
I also cannot drive in snow.
You don't have a car. Can't drive at all.
I know.
But last year I was going home and I went across a bridge, and this bridge probably was 30 feet above the ground, and my car decided we were gonna hit some black ice.
Oh, I've done that.
And it kicked out, and like my car, like the back end went to the left, and my car looked over the side of this bridge, and I was like, not today. So I steered into it, saved it, but like I probably Sam had Anthony's a mini here. Heart attack. But snow is a scary thing.
It is.
Because, like, okay, the ground's clear. They plowed it. They put salt down. And then you're like, squirt, what? Yeah. Black ice everywhere. Nothing is safe in winter.
Black ice has been the killer of my car.
Yeah.
I totaled a car in black ice.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't total a car, but I wrecked a car. It wasn't on black ice. It was on wet roads. And the airbags deployed. I got 8 staples, and we put the new airbags in it, and I drove it for the next year.
Amazing. All right, guys. We're going to take another break, and when we come back, Greg.
We're going to talk about some activities.
You need a topic.
We're going to talk about activities, and stay tuned while we go through the police blotter for the week. Stay tuned to RMU Chat on RMU Radio.
Yay.
Thank you.
And welcome back to RMU Chat on RMU Radio, your campus, your voice. I'm your host, Malik Johnson, here with Shayla, Greg, and Eric. Greg, we've got the money on the table. You've got to give us a topic. What you got for us?
So, in big news,
all right,
I bought some boxing gloves.
Why?
I'm going to tell you the story. So, a couple, like I say about a month ago, a couple of friends of mine are like, hey, let's box on New Year's Eve. Let's fight each other. So I'm all in for it. He asked me to be the ref. So I'm reffing this fight between two of my high school friends on December 31st. And he wanted another sparring partner. So I decided, hey, I will fight you out of fun and enjoyment about every weekend. So I went out and bought a $30 pair of boxing gloves.
Cool.
And they came in today. I'm super excited. It's going to be a new experience. I hope I don't get hurt.
That's important. Don't get hurt.
But no, it's
safety first.
It's very exciting news. Like, it's something I've never done before. After watching like Southpaw and The Fighter.
Right.
Rocky.
All of the Rockies.
All 20 Rocky movies. It's something that like it's always been interesting because like it's a gentleman's like it's honestly a gentleman's sport. Like yeah. You're like, hey, I'm going to fight you. We're going to see who wins, and then afterwards, we're going to be best friends and go drinking together.
Yeah.
But, like, especially after the McGregor fight, like, I watched Conor McGregor cross over sports and do something that's nothing, like, nothing compared to what he's done. And he did it very well, and it's just a cool sport overall. Like, it's a very, very, like, sophisticated scorekeeping. Mm-hmm. I just think it'd be fun. So I bought a pair, and I'm going to go spar with him Saturday, actually. So I'm excited.
That's cool.
Where are you going to go spar?
I guess we're going to this place in Butler called the Family Sports Center. And we're going to look up the dimensions of a ring and use like cones or something to mark out the edges. And we're going to go from there. But I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Can you box in a Family Sports Center? Because what if there's little kids running around and you're trying to hit each other?
It builds a character. Just have them sit and watch.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
I mean,
fair.
It's whatever. I mean, it's like you can do whatever you want there. There's like batting cages or soccer. There's like inline hockey.
Cool.
So, I mean, it's not like it's the first violent sport to come to the Family Sports Center. But, yeah, I'm super excited. So, on that note, to start a discussion, what sports and or activities have you guys done for one time and didn't like or want to try?
I think every sport except for basketball.
What?
I don't really like sports at all.
Understandable.
Yeah.
Have you tried hockey? You said every sport but basketball.
I played hockey and a YMCA. Okay. I grew up in a YMCA, so I've played like my hodgepodge of sports.
Gotcha.
I played basketball. I enjoy playing a game of basketball every once in a while. Mm-hmm. I haven't played since middle school.
Take the jacket off.
Yeah, that's the hard part.
And the flat bill.
It is permanently glued to his back.
I could actually play basketball on a hat. That's probably a thing I could do.
If you wear it backwards, maybe.
Maybe.
It would fall off.
But, all right. So, what about you, Eric?
I don't know. Going based off a YMCA thing, I used to take taekwondo classes when I was, like, in fifth grade, maybe. So, that was one thing I did, and that just kind of, it was fun, but it just kind of died out after time. It just kind of didn't get to me. I did some, I took swimming classes when I was even younger. I basically got all the sports out of the way when I was younger, so I just didn't like them by the time I was, hello, Ian. All right, cool. So I just got the sports done when I was, like, around 12 years old, and I just didn't like any of them. So I don't know. So from there, I just kind of moved on to other topics, like art and stuff.
Yeah. What about you, Shayla?
At the risk of being completely redneck, I used a competition target shoot.
All right.
With a bow. And I had arrows that were purple with splatter paint on them.
Me and my friends, we bought a bow. We bought a compound bow.
Why?
Your friend group just buys a bow.
Yeah, we just bought a compound bow.
Why would you buy a compound bow out of all the bows?
I don't remember why we bought it.
That's hilarious.
It had too much weight. It had too much weight on it for me to actually like pull it back though, so I couldn't use it.
Malik was like,
wow.
Yeah, that's pretty true.
It's probably rigged for hunting. It has to be like a certain
65-pound draws.
For hunting, mine's drawn at like I don't remember, maybe like 50 at the moment.
Yeah, I've never archery hunted.
I think it'd be kind of fun. Yeah,
I'm very against crossbows at the moment.
Yeah,
because we found a guy that where I hunt in the woods,
yeah,
in the right. country,
yep.
Found a massive 10-point.
Yeah.
Somebody shot with a crossbow, didn't kill it.
Really?
Yeah.
Just left it there?
Yeah. They didn't think it hit it. Like, there was no blood trail.
Yeah.
But they hit it, and it eventually died.
But it suffers.
And the infection took over, like gangrene, stuff like that. And it just ruined a whole deer. Like, this deer probably could have been a trophy deer.
Yeah.
Like, one you would get mounted and put in your, like,
your den. In your man cave.
Be filling the freezer for a while.
Or your new apartment.
Like, it's a sad thing to see, like, such a, like, they are an amazing creature, but they're also an amazing sport.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a shame to see such a trophy go abused and unused.
And the one thing that, like, is kind of turns people off to hunting, and I know why my cousins don't like it, is because, like, if you hit a deer and you don't kill it automatically, you slit its throat. It's just a humane thing.
Yeah, it's a humane thing, but, like,
it's rough.
Yeah, it's a rough thing, but, like, but it's also, like, the right thing.
Yeah.
Like, I hit a deer with my car, and I was like, uh-oh, this guy ain't getting up. And I had this, like, a 6-inch knife beside my seat at the time. I'm like, uh-oh, I'm about to get out and kill this deer with my bare hands. Like, and then, like, it got up and ran away. I'm like, thank you, sir. But, like, another great thing about the country is hunting. Like, you can kill almost anything.
My grandfather trains coyote dogs.
Ooh.
Yeah.
What is a coyote dog?
So a coyote dog, oh God, I wish I knew the exact breed, but they're a hound, and they are trained to hunt down coyotes.
Yeah.
What is a coyote?
Yeah.
Coyote.
Oh, okay, a coyote.
So, like, they have, like, in the Adirondacks, they have a enclosed area where they put coyotes, and they teach dogs how to hunt them. They each have their own little tracker collars, and it's like a competition.
See, I never knew that they had a coyote dog.
Mm-hmm.
I knew there were, like, rabbit dogs and such, but I never knew there was a coyote dog.
There's rabbit dogs, there's fox dogs, there's coon dogs.
There's duck dogs.
There are duck dogs.
That's a fun term. What do you got? I got two duck dogs.
Duck dogs.
Duck dog. Duckity duck duck dog. It's like a hot dog, but duck dog.
All right, guys. We're going to take a look at the police blotter.
Cool.
That's fun.
Before we start, we're going to give our condolences to a student who passed over the weekend. His name was...
Josh
Merriman.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. But yeah. So on the police blotter, we have... It was homecoming weekend, so we have a lot of underage drinking.
Love it.
It's going to be good.
A lot of people got caught. A lot of public drunkenness.
So we got arrested outside my dorm room.
Oh, ooh, that's cool.
That's a good time.
Yeah. I was really annoyed because the, like, lights were in my window.
We have...
I just want to sit back and watch the show.
We have theft. This department was received a report of theft of auto parts from a vehicle in the Colonial Way parking lot.
Hey. Open. Shayla. Shocked.
We have another one. We have another one. This department received a report of theft of auto parts from a vehicle in the Colonial Way parking lot. So it looks like it's specifically
it's
Colonial
Way.
It's
Colonial Way. It's like not the community parking lot. It's like
well, it's
because
they're the only cars that are like away from everything.
Yeah.
That's true.
And they're the ones that are like easy to steal because not everybody drives their car every day.
Yeah.
I mean, I go weeks at a time without touching mine.
All right. We've got departmental information. This department was notified by the university police at Mount Aloysius College of an incident pertaining to one of our students. The information was forwarded to the necessary departments. What do you guys think happened?
I don't even know what that means.
Yeah, me neither.
Like, does that mean, like, one of our students is on another campus and they got in trouble?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, definitely alcohol.
Oh, okay.
Like,
yeah, that makes
a solid
sense.
Bet.
Yeah. That's fair.
They were like, oh, you got a party this weekend? I'm coming over. And then, like, they're partying hard, and all of a sudden they're like, whoop, whoop. And they're like, oh, well.
Guess what?
I'm not from here.
Strike.
Here's an interesting one. 9/15/17, a disturbance. This department was notified of a possible fight at Yorktown Hall. Officers responded and found the incident to be verbal argument that had resolved itself prior to the officer's arrival.
Yorktown Fight Club. Number one rule, don't talk about Fight Club.
There was another one in here.
That's why I'm getting the gloves, actually.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, they don't use gloves in Fight Club.
Well, I do. It's a boxing Fight Club.
Oh, okay.
Strictly.
Gotcha.
Gentlemen's.
Gentlemen's Fight Club.
Absolutely.
That was a good movie.
Simple assault. 9/16/17. Officers were called to the Washington gravel lot for male who was assaulted by another unknown male. This incident is under investigation at this time.
Sounds like somebody was just angry.
An unknown male.
An unknown male.
We don't know him, but he beat the crap out of this other guy.
Clearly, you can see here.
Clearly, it's a problem.
He was beaten.
Let's do play-by-play here for a second.
Play-by-play. Got a right hook.
You got a right hook, a jab, and a little bit of a curb stomp there.
Going right in for the lower body.
He knocks out the two front teeth and is clear shot to the parking lot.
9:14:17, we've got a missing person. This department was advised of a student who possibly is missing. Officers and staff conducted a search of campus and requested assistance from Moon Township Police. The student returned to their dorm on campus later.
I'm glad they came back.
Yep.
This kid was just trying to relax. Yep. He was just walking through the woods. And he was like, he's gone. I don't know where he is. He disappeared. I don't know where he went. And the cops were like, oh, we're going to find this guy.
See, normally that'd be marked as like welfare check. So I want to know who called this missing person.
Maybe a parent.
But like normally that's a welfare check.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And like usually you can't report a person missing for like 2 days.
2 days, yeah.
Yeah, if they're over the age of
18. Might, you know what might have happened? He might have woken up before his roommate. He went to class. He went back to a friend's room, spent the night there, went to his next class the next day, and then went for a walk.
I feel like the first thing you would do, though, is like contact the professors. Be like, hey, have you seen this person in class?
Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe. Or like, you mean to tell me that this person doesn't have their phone on them?
Maybe. Yeah. I don't know. Like, I was just it was an idea.
Yeah, maybe.
It was a good idea, Greg.
It was an idea, you guys. Come on.
Credit.
Back off.
All right. We have... Let's see what else we've got in the police blotter. We've got a couple entered in errors, which is really... always really interesting. Just says this case number was entered in error.
Oh, cool.
Yep. Welfare check. This department was advised of a female student reporting to hurt themselves. The student was located at an off-campus apartment, was taken to Swickley Valley Hospital by Valley Ambulance for a medical evaluation. Incident was handled by Moon Township Police Department.
Cool.
Interesting.
Yeah. We have... public drunkenness and underage drinking.
Mm-hmm.
Officers were called to Ross Hall for a disturbance. Officers found the occupants to be drinking and underage. The occupants were advised they would be receiving citations and referral for student conduct.
Strike.
An officer viewed a male staggering and under the influence of alcohol at the Sewell Center. The man was issued one citation and arrangements were made for a ride home for him.
Strike.
A male student was found to be visibly intoxicated out of Sewell Center. The male was issued a citation and lodged at Moon Township Police Department until sober. Go ahead, Greg.
Strike.
All right. And that looks like all for the police blotter. And that actually looks like that's all we have for RMU Chat this week. Be sure to tune in next Thursday from 12:30 to 1:30. I'll be your host, Malik Johnson, here with whoever I decide to bring into the radio room. Here on RMU Radio, your campus, your voice. Thank you.